A growing number of employers are now asking job applicants what they got on their SAT tests, giving new meaning to that heart-stopping phrase, "This will go on your permanent record." NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
Ben Piper is 33 years old. He has a bachelor's degree, an MBA, and a career in international marketing. Last week, he was in the middle of a job interview.
Everything seemed to be going just fine. I was given the opportunity to talk about my experience and how I thought we might be able to work together. And then out of left field, the interviewer asked me what my SAT scores were. I was speechless.
Not that Piper had anything to hide.
I ended up actually miraculously locating my transcript from 1988. And I'm certainly not, you know, ashamed with my score. It's just in some ways I was tempted to dig up a fourth grade spelling test to send it back because I would almost equate those two in relevance.
Donna, who prefers not to use her last name, feels the same way. She's 23 and did pretty well in school.
My overall GPA was a 3.98 and my major GPA was a 4.0.
Her problem is her SATs. She wants to get into investment research and she didn't get the test scores some employers are now demanding.
It's a pretty big roadblock because it looks like it's an increasing practice in the recruiting field. I don't think it's really fair because it's one test and you could have been having a bad day, you could have been sick, or for whatever reason you didn't do the best that you could have done and then now it's going to be used against you.
Fair or not, a small but growing number of companies are using test scores to screen applicants. Jeff Taylor, founder of the online job search company Monster.com, says there's an obvious reason for this.
There are more candidates for fewer jobs. If you have 150 entry-level workers for two jobs, what do you do? You cannot interview 150 entry-level candidates.
And recruiters have another reason for asking, according to Brian Krieger. Krieger founded CollegeGrad.com, which specializes in entry-level jobs for recent college graduates.
What employers are asking when they ask that question, they're basically saying, how smart are you?
Krieger believes standardized test scores can provide the best answer. And he says he and others follow a rule of thumb. For professional level positions, he says, applicants should have a combined score of 1,000 or above.
If we expect them to go into management, 1,200 and above. And if we want somebody that would be, say, a partner level in a consulting firm, that would be 1,400 and above.
Krieger says companies are simply trying to match candidates' capabilities with their staffing needs.
Many of the companies are using the entry-level hiring program as their training ground for the future managers of the company. And you don't want to find out 5 years, 10 years into that individual's career that they really don't have the intellectual capability to be able to reach to a management level.
This use of test scores makes some people more than a little uncomfortable.
It is scary pseudoscience.
John Katzman is CEO and founder of the Princeton Review, which helps students prepare for standardized tests. He says the SAT is only meant to predict college performance and often can't even do that.
The SAT underpredicts the performance of women. It underpredicts the performance of blacks and other minorities. If you want a test that ensures that you're going to hire smart people, you might use the SAT. But if you wanted a test to make sure you hired white men, that would be an even better bet.
Katzman says there's also a strong correlation between SAT scores and family wealth. And he says students can dramatically improve their scores just by preparing for the test. Ned Johnson provides one-on-one tutoring services. He's meeting with a 12th grade girl who attends a private school in Bethesda, Maryland.
The important thing there, if you're not going to answer questions, you need to skip them quickly.
Quickly, yeah.
Okay.
The girl's ponytail bobs as she nods in agreement. They're talking about what went wrong the last time she took the test.
I mean, it sounds a little bit like to me, like you had a great game plan, you practiced, you knew what you were going to do, and then you got in there and you changed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnson says tutoring can typically raise test scores by at least 100 points, even 200 or 300 points. Seppi Basili is vice president of the Kaplan Test Prep Company.
It's important to keep in mind that test preparation now is ubiquitous. Literally, most students prepare in some way for the test. But 10 years ago, that wasn't the case. If you're not comparing students from the same time period, it's really not fair.
Test prep classes can cost hundreds of dollars. Private tutoring can run into the thousands. Basili says not everyone can afford that.
And I hate to see people in the employment situation perpetuate a problem that happened to them when they were in high school. It's a terrible use of the SAT. The SAT should not be used in the hiring process at all. It doesn't measure a person's commitment, hard work, or dedication.
Employers say they know this, but in today's job market, they can demand dedication and high test scores, too. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.